latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start the news with boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He has praised the performance of Paul Pogba after he bagged another brace in the 4-1 win over Bournemouth. He scored two goals for the second successive match and set up another as Manchester United's run of wins since sacking Jose Mourinho was extended to a third game. Pogba has impressed in all three contests across which the Red Devils have scored 12 times, having been restored to the lineup by Solskjaer. He said this to the Frenchman, that today is a top performance from a midfielder because it is all round. Work rate, dangerous in the box, he wins headers, he wins tackles, there's no showboating, it's touch pass move, and he plays the efficient game. There was one flick maybe, that maybe missed halfway through the second half that he knows he could have done better. There's not a lot else though he could have done, and I'm delighted for him. Moving on, and Solskjaer has defended Eric Bailly after the red card tackle he saw on Sunday. The game was marred by the late consolation of a goal with Nathan Aki and the red card on Ryan Fraser. Bailly sending off misses, it means the games against Newcastle, Reading and Tottenham. While Solskjaer was frustrated by dismissal, he doesn't hold any grudges against the defender for his over-eagerness. And Ander Herrera has been speaking about the life under Solskjaer since he took charge, and he admits that he told the players to attack a lot more on his first day at Old Trafford. That's all then for the get news with that one. Of course, a staggering 29.2% of the goals the team have scored this season have come since Solskjaer's been there. It promises to be an exciting few months for the Red Devils fans under his tenure.